didn't know it, and I couldn't save. I was talking, but you weren't listening to anything that I had to say. And we were chasing different dreams that we discovered along the way. And everything we'll be right back.
Hello.
Hey, everyone.
Oh, I turned the monitor, the headphones down. Oh, now I can hear myself.
Nice.
Wow, I sound so beautiful today.
Well, you are listening to ADP Radio. We're not ADP Radio. We are just ADP at WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM. You're listening to DJ Emmeline.
And DJ Theo. Emmeline's rocking her NSYNC shirt today.
Yeah, I feel like I worry people when I show up to the station. Like, the person before us did a great job. Is doing, like, a sports podcast radio show moment. And I pull up wearing, like, this shirt with a giant Justin Timberlake on it. And it's like, what is this woman planning? Maybe we should play some just for fun.
Let's play NSYNC. But make that happen.
You just listened to some Cherry Glazer. What one is that? Self-Explained?
Yes.
And then Long Division by Fugazi, and I'm forgetting the first one.
Woman That Loves You.
Yes.
Japanese Breakfast.
Good song.
All good songs.
All good songs.
Those are all Emmeline picks.
Oh, yeah.
I'm about to make it emo after for two songs, so...
I have some emo ones, too. There's one called Dumb, and then another one called Dumb, because... I feel like
stupid, today.
Stupid was the theme, and we're rolling with that, but yeah, enjoy that on this lovely morning. The snow is melting yet again. Stepped in a couple more puddles than I would like. I'm gonna cry about it with these next couple songs.
All right, well, thank you to our friends and family listening in. And strangers, thank you to the strangers as well. If you're a stranger who constantly listens to this show on a regular basis, you're doing something right, I'll say.
Indeed. Alrighty.
Alright, let's play it.
Enjoy some music.
It's the substandard motels on the la-la-la-la, corner of 4th and Fremont. Straight appealing, only cause they're just that unappealing. In practice, Catholic would cross themselves upon until the rooms have a hint of asbestos and maybe just a dash of formaldehyde. Tucked inside her lingerie. She's getting a job at the firm come Monday. The missus will stay with the cheating attorney. Moonlighting aside, she really needs this money. A wonderful caricature of intimacy. Yeah, yeah. And not to mention the constable and his proposition for that virgin. Yes, the one the lawyer met with on strictly business.
Yeah.
Alrighty, you just listened to Dumb by Pretty Sick. You have Dumb by Nirvana to look forward to. I keep mentioning it as if I didn't just put them both on because they both came up when I searched for one of them. But yeah, anyways, I like that song. Pretty Sick is pretty sick. I have some random exciting news that no one asked for, just for fun. So I do art and stuff like that, and I post it on social media. I have not in like a hot second, but I'm getting my first PR thing, which is super cool. It's not even really PR, just someone who likes my stuff decided they wanted to send me a mystery box.
Oh.
Which is like, I don't know. Just art supplies.
Oh, that's cool.
And yeah, so if I get killed, it's because I gave my address to someone on the internet.
What, they just contacted you and they were like, I want to send you stuff?
Yeah, yeah. That's cool. I told them where I lived and what times I'd be home and all that. Just kidding. Just kidding. I got a promo code. It's okay. It's cool. Okay. It checked out. I was a little nervous at first, but I don't know. I'm kind of excited about it. I've been going through it this semester. Mm. And then it was a fun little surprise that I'm going to look forward to. My silly little package full of silly little things.
That's exciting.
I'm excited. Maybe it'll just be like some stickers, but either way, I feel special.
So did they reach out to you on like Instagram or something?
Yeah, they just sent me a DM and I was like, oh, what the heck?
Love strangers on the internet.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, maybe I'll start posting again. That kind of was the encouragement I needed. I kind of got in my head about like, my stuff sucks. Mm. No one wants to see it. And then like they're sending me stuff. So
yeah,
I guess someone wanted to see it.
That's cool.
I'll give them more stuff to see.
On your Artstagram.
Yeah, maybe I'll get some more stickers and markers. Really exciting stuff.
Well, I also have a new Instagram account where I just put random photos that I've taken. And I realized that it got hacked this morning. But I'm still in the account. I just now randomly have followed 700 people.
Oh,
and I'm like,
no.
Why did this happen? So I'm going through my whole account, like, unfollowing, like, literally, like, 400, 500 people that I wasn't following before.
That's horrifying.
Why wouldn't they change the password?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they just want to, like, do it on the down low, you know?
They just want to...
Maybe they saw your film photography and was like, you know,
I want this account to be mine now.
Yeah, like, I don't want to ruin, you know, their art. I respect it, you know? Let's just follow a bunch of people from all over the world. They just need some extra spice in their timeline.
The reason I realized, too, is because I got, like, 20 new followers randomly, like, at, like, one moment. And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. I wonder why these people started following me. And I looked at my account. And I'm suddenly following like 750 people. I'm like, oh, that's why I just got like 20 followers.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, the random accounts on Instagram, they freak me out. Yeah. I remember when I was like 13 and got Instagram for the first time, like my first or second follower was just one of those people that either like follows everyone because they're trying to be an influencer or is a bot. And she was like, in her bikini, really, really scandalous stuff. And I was like 13. I'm like, oh my gosh, people can see that she follows me. What are they gonna think of me? And I was like freaking out. And I'm like, do I block her? Do I not block her? Like, I'm agonizing because she's one of my four followers. And I'm like, do I follow her back? Is it mean if I don't? And I was way stressed about it.
That's so funny.
But yeah.
Do you remember that like bathing suit Instagram thing where there was like, post this on your story and you get a free swimsuit, and it's that girl in the red swimsuit with her like back facing the camera, like,
yeah,
half in the pool.
Yeah, I remember that. I never reposted anything like that or giveaway stuff.
Uh-huh.
I don't know anyone who's ever gotten anything like that on Instagram.
Yeah, I think I reposted it and I didn't get a swimsuit, so.
Well.
It hurts.
Don't you feel silly? Don't you feel don't you feel Dumb by Pretty Sick?
Dumb by Pretty Sick.
And Dumb by Nirvana.
Yeah, I do feel a little silly for that. But that was also, we were like in high school or something when that happened, right?
Yeah. Plus everyone was doing it, so it's like no wonder why.
I feel like I knew it was fake, but I was like, I'm going to do it anyways for the lulz.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Just in case it happens. And of course it didn't, because Like, probably, like, millions of people reposted that photo. Like,
my gosh, some kid's, like, working way hard to get those out.
Like, oh, my God.
It's bad.
In the sweatshop.
Like. Oh, my gosh. Not reposting. Oh, man. Yeah, there's really little to lose there. But Instagram's a funny, funny place. But now I should post again because you can actually get stuff from nice, real people if you, like, are... I don't even know what I did. I gave a couple tutorials back in the day.
Nice. You got some drip from it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. Should we play some more music?
Yes.
What do you guys think?
Okay, we're going to listen for our response. We got to call them and, like, shut up.
Please, please play the music. We don't want to hear this anymore.
It's like, okay, you feel special. Give us more. Okay.
All right. The next song is Pictures of Home by Deep Purple. Please enjoy, or else.
Shouting up at the mountain, only my own words return. The burning. My secret. Gonna hover over your life. Gonna keep you reaching. When I'm gone like yesterday.
Alrighty, that was just Slow Like Honey by Fiona Apple. We have a PSA coming at you. Families affected by disasters urgently need support. Help the American Red Cross provide meals and shelter to those affected by disasters, big and small. Donate to Red Cross Disaster Relief. Go to redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. A Red Cross public service announcement from WMFO.
Thank you for that beautiful PSA.
You are welcome. I did a serious one this time. I mean, all of the PSAs, I think we must say, are serious. Mm. But sometimes it's like, you better walk. Yeah. Or like, eat some dried fruit.
Or like the ladder one.
Don't walk under ladders.
There are some funny ones that, I forget how we did it, but the ones that are like automated that you can pick. I remember there were some funny ones for that.
Yeah, yeah. You never know when you pick the automated ones, though, because it gives you, like, the first two words, and it'll just be, like, LGBT ad, and then, like, Ron Swanson pops up, and he's like, gay people get killed! And you're like, oh. You know? Like, whoa. Or, like, you pick something, and it's, like, Benedict Cumberbatch telling you about, like, the dogs that need help. Or, like, what was the one that was like 600 puppies die every day?
I was just looking for that one, and I think that they updated some of them because now there's like a kids COVID vaccination PSA. Oh, here it is. Cold. No, that's not it. Cold dog. Don't leave pets outside. Maybe that's it. I'm kind of tempted to play it for the people.
maybe just a little sample.
Yeah.
Just click on it. Yeah.
Imagine being forced to live outside with only a thin coat to protect you from the bitter cold. Desperate, you call out to your family, but they ignore you. All alone, you shiver and shake as frostbite sets in, and you slowly freeze to death. When it's cold, bring your cat or dog inside. Make sure other outside animals have adequate food, water, and shelter, and report neglect immediately. For more information, visit PETA.org or call 757-622-PETA.
There you have it, folks. We've done two PSAs this session. They give us an award for that one.
Wow, we are really public servants out here. We're just looking out for you and the animals that are outside. Like, if you see a raccoon in your trash, bring it inside.
Take it in. I've found raccoons in my trash can before.
Oh.
Not here, but in New Jersey.
That's kind of fun.
Or I've seen them, they'll, like, climb the trees in my yard and, like, scream really loud. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, we have fisher cats where I live too.
What is that?
They're menaces. They just kill everything and they scream really loud.
Did you
also
say fisher cat?
Fisher cat.
Is that, so it's a cat?
Kinda. They're wild. I don't know. I've never really seen one. You just hear them and hear about them. And then like they eat the animals that you leave outside, so
damn.
Yeah, they are not nice at all. Mm. But yeah. Some of them are really out of pocket for that. Like, that was kind of sad and visceral.
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to do? Play that in the middle of your sports talk or, you know, new music picks? And you're like, all right, here's a PSA. And they're like, you're shivering outside cold with a thin jacket. until you starve to death. I'm like, PETA, chill, okay?
We should have known it would be a PETA one, but it doesn't tell you that. It just says, cold dog, in parentheses, don't leave pet outside.
And then it's like, you are going to die. I guess they got rid of the puppies one, because that one, let me just say, it did not cite any of its sources. It just threw out a number.
It's gone.
Yeah. Probably got reported for lies. Who lies about puppies dying? Apparently this.
Oh my gosh, they have all these like station IDs too, and one of them's from Group Love. That's funny.
Oh, that's fun.
One of them's from Tony Monaco too.
Oh, can we play that really quick?
Freeform listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
That was epic. That was so good with, like, fanfare and everything. That was amazing.
Like, patriotic for, like, jumbos and America. Well, we have... You've heard it here first. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. We're going to play you a couple more songs before we sign off.
Enjoy. Thank you.
You walk around in other towns. I've seen you out just hanging around. It's what you chose, and I suppose you'll meet me one day. Meet me one day. You throw away every other dream, taking over, baby, to the dollar machine. That party dress is such a mess. You need me one day. Need me one day soon.
Alrighty, that was our last song for our hour. We will be back every week at 11. Yes. From 11 to noon, you can catch ADP at WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. Anything else to say before we sign off?
Have a good rest of your week. See you next week. We love you.
That was bold.
I mean, I'm full of love.
I just gave the oddest stare down. Anyways, enjoy what's coming up. See you next week.